Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always glad to have a Monday because it's Cray News with Kay on a Monday. Kay Smythe, a family member here on the Joe Pags Show. You see her on Newsmax TV. She also is a great reporter over at the Daily Caller. Kay, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
Body temperature good this week?
Body temperature? I mean, like, no, I'm outrageously sweaty, but, like, right. You know, it's North Carolina in the summertime. What can I say? How
exactly
are things
right.
down there in Texas?
Things are very good. Not quite as humid, I think. I think we're drier here, but it doesn't mean that it's still not hot. You know, people always say that. Go to Phoenix. It's a dry heat at 115. Well, put your head in the oven. That's a dry heat. I mean, don't put your head in the oven. So I'm glad that you're not quite as sweaty. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, people were concerned. They were writing me, what's going on with Kay Smythe? So things are good with you. Now, I know that you had a poll earlier, pigtails or not. I voted yes. So the pigtails, they won, obviously.
Obviously, the pigtails always win. No, I did them just because, like, this is what I usually do okay. on a day before I wash my hair. And then I started doing them on my podcast when I do my interviews.
Right.
And, like, people were literally stopping me in the street being like, oh, your hair looks really adorable like that. And I was like, wow, this is so nice.
And they had no idea it was just because you didn't feel like washing it.
They had no idea that
know.
I've actually just had gross hair and had to tie it back somehow. So, you know,
stinky,
just stuck with it. Doing it now
stinky,
with clean hair.
Stinky yet cute. So I think it's a good look. I might try that. All right. So, Kay, let's get into some serious news. Obviously, on Saturday, we find out about this heinous, disgusting devil on earth decides to go to a place where he knew that there would be a lot of minorities, a lot of black people. He decided to go to a place where he knew they wouldn't have firearms because it's New York and very restrictive there, and kills a bunch of people. And almost immediately, you've got the left news media trying to pounce on this and make hay. In fact, there's a story out of the Rolling Stone that just completely turned my stomach, Kay Smythe, when I read it. Please inform people what it was this idiot in the Rolling Stone said and what the reaction has been.
So, like a lot of people on the left, they don't want to kind of accept the fact that this gunman, I'm not going to say his name, he was a leftist. He was a self-professed former communist and is now a far-left authoritarian. But the Rolling Stone, again, like so many others, are saying, oh, no, it's definitely the Republicans' fault. You know, it was a white guy. He went into a black neighborhood and he massacred 10 people. He attempted to kill more. He injured 13. It's honestly, Joe, I think there is nothing more disgusting than using the mass murder of innocent people to kind of basically just prevaricate. It wasn't even making like a particularly good argument, this article. This woman who wrote this, I think it was an op-ed for the Rolling Stone.
Right.
She basically just goes, oh, this is like the corpses are going to keep piling up so long as the Republicans keep talking the way that they do. And like, it was just, you know, she used some really good words. I just thought she put them in order in the wrong way, on the wrong topic, and it was really distasteful. And also, she claimed that she'd read this guy's manifesto, where he goes on and on and on about the fact that he hated Fox News, that he was a leftist. Yeah, okay, he was a white supremacist, but you can be left-wing and still be a white supremacist anti-Semite. This guy just proved
okay, she
it.
Didn't read
she
it.
Just disregarded all of that. She didn't read it.
No, she didn't read it because the guy said he was a left-wing authoritarian. He also was a vehement climate change environmentalist guy. That's a far left-wing thing. And then, of course, he hated Fox News. They're literally trying to blame Tucker Carlson, which makes no sense. So let me go here. And I said this earlier on social media. I just posted it. You might not have seen it yet. This is not white people attacking black people in Buffalo. It was one disgusting person. It wasn't all of black people attacking white people in Brooklyn. It was one really bad guy. It wasn't, you know, all black people when you had the sniper shootings in D.C. 10, 20 years ago. It was a couple of black guys who took out their rage on the government and on white people. It wasn't the whole of white people in South Carolina killing a bunch of people in a church who happened to be black. It was a really bad guy. It is never, generally speaking, this race versus that race. So having said that, in your mind, you're very analytical. Why do you think these people say that it is all of white people against all of fill-in-the-blank people? Is it only for political expediency? Is that it?
I think it is for political expediency, but Joe, I mean, I sit and I analyze data all day, every day about society, shall we say, not just in terms of the kind of like sociology, but certainly like our relationship with the planet and our relationship with the sort of like our future.
Right.
And I think, you know, when I was growing up, at least for a minute there, we weren't divided down racial lines. And now I feel like, even though it's been very easy to divide America down political lines, I think the next step in that is to continue perpetuating the divide racially, because it's easier to see. And I think it's just a blatant divide and conquer. But the issue is, because the Democrats have really latched on to this kind of like racial divide, you know, pushing these sort of like woke narratives that separate us down racial lines, I think because the Democrats have kind of latched on to it, all of their supporters are now kind of falling in line and following suit. And that's really where this issue comes, right, for me.
Yeah.
This woman probably just wrote this piece because she wanted clout, completely disregarded the deaths of all the people involved, and doesn't realize that she's actually doing more harm in the long run and perpetuating the sort of divide between us based, again, on arbitrary racial lines. And she's just part of the problem. And I think that the reason that they're doing this is probably, and I don't want to get into this right now, this is for a different episode,
yeah,
but the way that we live right now is completely unsustainable, not from an environmental perspective, just from a consumerism perspective.
Right.
Like, we could go into like the sort of China of it all, trade, yeah, all this kind of stuff at another time in the future. But
no,
I think
we should
divide
that
us now, it's going to be easier to get rid of a lot of us in the future when everything else breaks down.
It's Kay Smythe. Go to ksmythe.com. Smythe is S-M-Y-T-H-E. Go and watch her on Newsmax TV. You see her here every Monday at least, if not more. And then also go on and check her out on The Daily Caller. She does incredible writing every day, and you'll get great stuff out of it. So what I noticed was when the shooting happened, when the massacre happened on Saturday, and then when I saw this article show up by the Rolling Stone, and I was disgusted by it, I immediately looked up the Chicago violence stats over the weekend. And in Chicago, by Saturday night, this wasn't even Sunday yet, by Saturday night, there had been 27 shootings and 5 murders by gun. Half as many murders as would happen at that shopping center, at that grocery store in Buffalo. And by Sunday, I'm sure they had several more, and probably had 40 or 50 shootings as usual, 10 or 12 or 18 deaths as usual. And nobody's writing op-eds about it. Nobody's trying to stop why these young black Americans are, generally speaking, dying in Chicago, because there is no political angle. There's nothing to be gained by it. So let's go from what she wrote, from what I just said, to the next story, which is the Democrat Party polling the lowest it's been in a very long time. Is that why idiots like this Rolling, and my word, not yours, like this Rolling Stone writer does what they do to try to change what you're going to tell us now?
So, yeah, Joe, you're right. The Democrats are now polling the lowest they've polled in 30 years.
Wow.
I mean, it's upwards of I don't want to go super into it because it was just shocking to me. But let's just say we've got a foreign president who's polling higher than the Democrats.
Stunning.
Donald Trump is polling higher than the Democrats. You know, it was a ranking out of 9 different factors, political people and political, I guess, parties. And the Democratic Party was polling the absolute lowest. And it is. I mean, I will say that poll seemed to think that it was based more on sort of like the economy and inflation. But that also plays into the sort of rise in gang violence that we're seeing, the rise in sort of smash and grab robberies, and just the rise in crime in general. You know, over the last 2 years, we've had 25% of all of the money ever in like the history of the country printed. We handed it out, destroyed entire sectors of our economy.
Right.
You know, even just in New York alone, Joe, where, you know, I write a lot of stories about the violence that goes on in New York and just these, you know, random shootings that are killing children on a weekly basis. But we lost 20,000 jobs in the hotel industry, right? In New York, because of COVID-19, because of the lockdowns. Now we've got all of this money that's been printed that's creating inflation, which is making it basically impossible for people to afford to live. And it does disproportionately affect minority communities in the United States. It does. And it's sort of this, I don't know. I want to get like a whiteboard behind me so I can sort of draw out how all of these different things play into one another.
Well, they're all
contribute to the decline in the support of the Democratic Party because they're ignoring the real issues.
Well, they're all interconnected, and they're going to keep on ignoring the real issues like crime, like poverty, like joblessness, like hyperinflation. And if they could latch on to, look at this white guy, he now represents all of the other side. So even with all these bad things happening, you still should vote Democrat, or else you're going to get more dead people at grocery stores. That's what they're saying. And Kay, it's disgusting.
It really is disgusting, Joe. And it's embarrassing. Like, I think it's really, really, really embarrassing for the Democrats. You know, they're polling the lowest that they've ever polled, and it's just been a steady decline. And this, because of the sort of magnitude of factors that play into it. And honestly, I think it's got a lot to do with, like, Biden's just, he's just incoherent. Like, him and Pelosi, if you get them off book or off script, they can't string a sentence together. So they're never going to be able to apologize for the fact that they're ignoring what's actually affecting real Americans. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because all of you wonderful, good, red-blooded Americans, you're going to go to the polls in November, and you're going to get rid of most of them and hopefully get some new people in who actually do care about America, who actually do want to help affect change in a positive way and sort of mitigate at least a handful of the disasters that the Democrats have created in, what, less than 2 years?
It didn't take much time at all, for sure. It's Kay Smyth. Go to kaysmyth.com. Check out her writings over on the Daily Caller, and check her out on Newsmax TV as well. So I glossed over this a bit last week, but Netflix appears to have woken up from being woke. And like I always say on my show, if my daughter asks me, hey, Dad, what's right or wrong? I say, this is right. Pass the potatoes. There's no reason for any more discussion. I mean, is a boy and a girl? Yes. Pass the potatoes. So with Netflix, it's almost as if somebody in the top offices said, holy crap, we just lost, you know, a huge amount of our subscriptions. We're losing a lot of money. I don't care what people do on their shows. If people want to consume them, shut your face. That's pretty much what they said, right?
Pretty much. And they basically told their employees. So the story is they released this sort of handbook or they call it a memo. A memo isn't like 80 pages, but whatever. So they released this handbook to train employees. And I think essentially the updates, this handbook, it's the first updates that they've released in about 5 years. And I don't know if you remember, but last year, Dave Chappelle got in loads of trouble because some like woke employee didn't like the fact that he was talking about trans people. Now, if you actually watch the special, he was so unadulteratedly supportive, kind, caring, loving of the trans community.
They never watched. He had a great friend who was trans that committed suicide, and it was it was a harrowing tale. If you just listened to him, he didn't do what they said he did. But they walked out and they flopped around on the ground and they told management, you can't do this.
Yeah, exactly. So all these people walked out and, you know, got their knickers in a twist and started crying and whatever because they didn't bother to listen. And so Netflix has basically turned around and said, listen, there's many different, you know, versions of diversity. And there are many different shows that we are going to do. If you don't like the fact that there are going to be shows that cover topics that you don't like, Netflix isn't where you should be working. And they're the first company who, you know, I mean, it's entertainment, right? It's Hollywood. So they're going to sort of naturally sway left. But they're the first company that I've seen turn around and go, actually, we don't want to end up like Disney. We don't want to lose all of our money like Disney. Disney lost $63 billion since going woke.
Okay, all they had to do was, all Disney had to do, all Netflix had to do was say, if you don't like it, don't watch it. But you've got a good job here. Stop pushing your politics on me. Stop pushing your social justice warrior garbage on us. Do the job, get your paycheck, go home and watch what you want. Why wait until their bank account was so horribly hit? Disney has lost 200,000 subscribers recently, and it looks like it might be as many as 2 million eventually. Mm-hmm. And just because they're being woke, shut up. And if somebody wants to consume it, air it. If they don't air it. It's kind of that simple, right?
It is absolutely that simple. But Joe, it goes even deeper than that. Some of these companies, I don't know if you saw, Marco Rubio has actually just introduced a bill that would stop companies, because so many are, Salesforce, Bumble, I think Amazon, they're now all going so woke that they've agreed to pay $4,000 or cover up to $4,000 of their employees' expenses if their employees need to travel to go and get an abortion. That's how woke these companies are going. So Marco Rubio introduced a bill that basically said, sorry, no, we're not going to like have you limit your tax liability because you're promoting abortions for your employees because of some woke movement and some woke thing that you want to do. And Joe, I ran the numbers. If these companies that are now sort of going woke, supporting abortion, doing, you know, the whole like, let's support the trans movement and create gay content for our kids.
Right.
If these companies just turned around and supported the average American woman for the first year, like say paid her daycare, right? Which is what all women want. We want to like have kids and then it for
be able to work.
Like made a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Not only would they double the tax liability, the sort of like write off then, because the average American woman spends about $8,000 a year on daycare. So if these companies turned around, instead of paying for abortions, they actually just paid to support the women that they employ in that way, they'd actually save more money. And it just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because they're going to lose money. They're going to lose subscribers. Right. They're going to lose buyers. We just had another poll today that said 90% of Americans want companies to stop being politically active on both sides of the spectrum.
Right.
It doesn't help them when they're political. What would help them is actually if they help their employees.
You literally just offered up a solution to the problem, and they should listen to you. Hey, listen, I haven't watched the NFL in almost 6 years now because of their wokeness and the attacks on the flag and Colin Kaepernick, you know, flopping around on the sideline like an idiot. All they had to do was tell him, listen, stay in the locker room if you don't want to be there for the national anthem. Come out, play the game, go back to the locker room later, and in your own time, you want to go on CBS 60 Minutes and complain about America, God bless you. But don't do it on the field in uniform because you're pushing away half of your audience. They lost 36% year to year. Netflix lost 38 or 40% of their subscribers, and they're losing a lot of money in the bottom line. All they had to do was call Kay Smythe. That you could have solved the problem, right?
They should actually call me because I do that kind of writing and research and consulting. So, you know, any companies that are thinking of going woke, give me a call. I'll give you some free advice. Don't do it!
It's great advice. But I mean, what you just said about daycare, literally nobody is talking about. And that would A, stop the abortions, B, stop the pressure on women to not start a family because of their career, and C, it would save them money. You're going to spend $4,000 on an employee to help them get abortions. How much? $4,000 would go, if it's 400 a week, that's 10 weeks of free daycare. Give me a break. Kay, very, very smart. I wish we could do it for 30 minutes every week. Come back again very, very soon. She's going to be back at least next Monday. It's Kay Smythe. Go to kaysmyth.com. Check out her writings over on the Daily Caller and also on Newsmax TV on Sunday mornings. Kay, appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Joe. Fun as always.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in a bit. We're back after this. Stay right here.